Our guest is Dr. Latrice Fowler, and I tell you, I really appreciate her mission and the fact that she is so passionate about it. And you know, Dr. Fowler, one of the things that we know is troubling people, getting people to the point where they really do need to talk with someone. And sometimes not just talk with someone, someone being an intimate family member, a very, very close friend. Sometimes they really need a professional to help them. And
I agree.
And definitely that's the case when it comes to addiction. So if you could share with us just generally what addiction is, and then just segue into internet addiction.
Okay. Basically, in its most barest, most generic form, addiction is basically anything that the individual craves, or it's an object or an activity. And if there's like three things that we look for to say that something, you know, is an addiction, like does the individual crave it, whatever the object is or the activity, you know, they lose control, you know, over the use of it. Are they acting, you know, out of sorts because they need that, you know, activity or object or substance, whatnot? And then do they continue their involvement with that, you know, activity or substance or object despite any potential adverse consequences? So it's like, I know what I'm doing is wrong, but I need it. And then I crave it. And then I get angry or upset or agitated if someone tries to take it away from me or if I no longer have access to it. So if that kind of sums up addiction, you know, in its most bare form. And then to go even further to talk about internet addiction, which is actually, you know, some people in the medical field, in the social science field, I mean, they still even wrestle with, is internet addiction even a thing? You know, is there such a thing as internet addiction? And even in the DSM-5, you know, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, which is what we use in the mental health field to diagnose and treat and classify, the diagnosis, is they don't even really talk about internet addiction, but they do talk about gambling, which is very interesting. But basically, what I would say internet addiction is basically, it's an impulse control disorder, but it doesn't involve an intoxicant like drugs or alcohol. But the want of the internet is still there, so, you know, it's an internet addiction. Some people don't even refer to it as internet addiction. They just call it compulsive internet use, or they call it internet dependency. So you're dependent on it, but they don't like to say you're addicted to it. And then you have to even go further and say, well, how could you say that someone is addicted to the internet? What criteria would you use? Again, there's not any specific criteria out there in the field, but different social scientists have tried to apply a specific meaning to the criteria. They've tried to provide guidance to us on how you can, you know, determine if someone is addicted to the internet or if they're using the internet too much. You know, like, are you on the web for more than 6 hours? Doing something that's not essential, like paying bills or working. So a lot of people work from home now. You know, are you doing this for long periods of time? Like, have you been doing this for months and months at a time? So we kind of look at the behavior of the person and how long they're on the internet, and then not only how long are they on the internet, but what are they doing? Because you could be on the internet a lot and not necessarily be addicted to the internet. But you could be addicted to certain activities that the internet provides, you know, like gambling. So maybe then I wouldn't say you're addicted to the internet, you're addicted to internet gambling.
Oh, I get you.
Or even there's people that, you know, they use the internet for pornography. So, again, you're not addicted to the internet, you're addicted to the pornography. And the internet is just a vehicle that you use to get to your object. You know what I mean?
Gotcha, yeah. So do you find then that part of what's happening is, on some level, is that person who is addicted to the internet becoming dysfunctional in other areas of their lives?
It's possible. I mean, if you think about it, there are people that have lost their jobs, they have lost opportunities. there are people that have, you know, they've become distant and they've isolated themselves. People who are socially awkward, people who are not comfortable being in a public setting. So they rely on the internet. But then you have, again, you can even break that down further. You can have, you know, people like my grandmother, she can use the internet because she stopped online. She's terrified nowadays of going into an actual brick and mortar store. So she finds comfort in going online, ordering her groceries, ordering things that she needs for the home, necessities. So I wouldn't say she's addicted to the internet. I would just say she uses the internet, to get the things that she needs. Mm-hmm. And so the internet is her vehicle. But then you have other people that they watch YouTube videos for 10 or 12 hours at a time. Or they are constantly surfing on the internet, or they're gaming. The DSM-5 does talk about internet gaming as an addiction or gambling disorder, you know. So again, you could have the addiction, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's a drug addiction or a gambling addiction or an overeating addiction, which is really interesting when you talk about internet addiction.
Yeah, because, you know, one of the things that has really caught my interest too, when you talk about the internet addiction, is, you know, the fact that some of the people who are writing about this are saying that, particularly when it comes to things like social media, algorithms are designed in such a way as to keep people coming back and coming back and coming back.
Absolutely. It's like a hostage situation if you think about it. I mean, and then when you compound that with free apps and free websites, so you can play Candy Crush for free, or you can get on Facebook for free. Some people no longer like to look at the news on a regular television. They want to go to Twitter, or they want to go online to CNN online, or there's a lot of live streaming news sources. So it provides different avenues or alternative avenues for people to still get information that are like non-traditional. And I think that's even more important when you add that component, because you have social media and it's all free. And, you know, Instagram is free, Twitter is free, Facebook is free. And then when you take these apps and you plug in ads and you have videos, and I mean, a lot of people are canceling cable subscriptions. Why? Because they can just go to the internet. So the availability of it is phenomenal. I mean, you have more than 15 people daily that log into the 15 million daily that log into the internet for different reasons. And then to break it down even further, we really don't know how many of that proportion is what we would call addicted to the internet or addicted to certain activities on the internet.
So when we come back, could we take a look at who some of the people are who are addicted when it comes to social class, when it comes to ethnicity? Is anybody immune to this, or is this an equal opportunity problem?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, everyone, our guest, Dr. Latrice Fowler, and I will be right back.